Is there any discussion or thoughts on changing anything that we have as far as how much we pay towards anything, or if we're going to raise or lower deductibles? And that, those are the questions, right?
Yeah, there are some plan options there. Again, don't think that that's your only option. It's, you know, you can pull different levers if you so choose.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we came back with the 5% renewal, which is kind of what we talked about. Mm-hmm. You guys are comfortable with that and feel like that's it, and I'd leave it to this group to figure that.
So do I have a recommendation how to move forward, or what we'd like to do, gentlemen?
I'm fine with leaving everything as is and just going with the... Don, do you know of anything that we...
Okay.
Because you can go with a 2.3% increase, but then it raises individual and family maximum out, well, not by much. You'd be saving 20. Is that per pay period or per month? I mean, those are per month. So you'd be saving $20 a month. Okay. And the deductible would go up $1,000 on the individual.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't, I think we just leave it like it's at.
Yeah, and I've not heard anything from our auditor without any issues as far as being able to.
No, we're good.
If it gives you perspective, the average renewal increase or medical trend as they look in the industry is about 8% right now, which is what would equate to the average that people are going up. You guys do have below that rate being off.
I think the only thing we need to do is figure out a way to maybe help people understand the different options. Because in this, the final page is the HSA. So, that's something I think we...
That plan has continued to grow every single year.
Yeah.
What we typically see is people that come to work from somewhere else, that's their option was the HSA, then they'll take it. As far as getting adoption from your current group, it takes a little bit of time because they're not...
Employees talk to each other a lot of times or doing it open enrollment.
But we do it open enrollment to
we do
very much go over the three different options and who might want to take which one and who it might work best for.
And we've had this discussion before on the HSA. My understanding is it's best for those that are either spend a lot of money with medical or don't spend any at all.
Mm-hmm. And it's somewhat unique with you guys because your out-of-pocket is lower on the HSA than any other plan. So, yes, if you're going in for a knee replacement, then that's where you should go. That's not always the case with every group. A lot of times the HSA out-of-pocket is higher than the other plan options, but with you guys it is lower. But, yes, the healthy and the wealthy is what a lot of times we say.
I'm good with making a decision now if you guys are right.
I have no issues with it. Mr. Keys?
Same.
Okay.
So move to keep our vision and dental?
Correct.
And accept the MetLife renewal?
You want to do them separate with the...
Sure.
Okay. So I have a motion to retain MetLife at this time for vision and dental.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to accept the renewal from Cox Health Systems. As presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
There is Lincoln that we're discussing right now. Do we have a rate guarantee that we're under right now?
No. Well, they had a renewal, but we got rate holds. So I don't know if they need to officially vote to renew with Lincoln.
I think you do. Since it wasn't a rate hold, right, there wasn't a two-year rate guarantee or anything, then you need to accept that contract, which is a rate hold, no increase from Lincoln for the year that we talked about last night.
You okay with that, Don?
Move to accept the proposal from Lincoln.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Get to work on getting the portal updated and okay. Ready for open enrollment meetings.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. We didn't do any changes to,
I mean, that was kind of implied, I think, in the, okay. So if you want us to.
If you,
I know typically you guys discussed it, I just wanted to be sure we didn't miss that.
So I don't have an issue to go ahead and touch base on that and entertain a motion for that to continue the, please state again.
50% toward attendant costs on medical insurance.
Question. Let's do that during budget, only because that's not something that all of us, I mean, in the past, have we done it during All Sakers and Artists presentation?
They have to adjust the portal for open enrollment.
Okay, so they do need that. That is part of it.
We, we need to know okay. What to show the employees yep. That they have to pay.
Okay.
I will say that from our other, you know, obviously we've got a lot of public entities, different things like that. It's unusual to vote on it separately.
Okay.
In other words, it's part of your overall deal, but it really just comes down to how you guys feel is the best practice for you. It doesn't hurt to vote on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Move to continue with the 50% pay towards dependent care.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sean, Erica, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I forgot that you needed to be a part of the portal, so that was part of the decisions and things.
All right, next we'll go to our court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. Good morning. From our Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. We have Margaret from Miami.
Salgado.
From the Taney County Assessor's Office, along with Taney County Assessor Mr. Davey Wilson. First order of business we have with our court orders is erroneous assessments.
So, why do we have one under erroneous and others under clerical?
It was probably mislabeled. It should have probably all been under. My question on that, yeah, it should have been under clerical, but with the changing agriculture back from market rate to regular agriculture rate, are we putting them as erroneous because it was an error, or are we keeping it as clerical?
I think that's up to you guys.
You guys. I think clerical
okay.
Is what we should do, just because... it's a clerical error.
Yep. Okay. So it probably just
was mislabeled. Okay. So do you want to rerun this one next week?
So on the one that's labeled as erroneous assessment, do you
should have been labeled clerical.
Do we want? So do you want us to deny it so it can
sure.
Come back?
Okay.
Is that we're all the same understanding there? Because my, if I remember right, it has to be denied for you guys to be able to make
correct.
Changes.
Yes.
Okay.
How many different exhibits do we have here?
Should have three, I believe.
Label this Exhibit A with today's date of November 4th, 2025. Move to deny Exhibit A.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have our personal property paid abatements.
You guys good on these?
I'm good with them.
Yeah, what it was an RV that was put in as an RV and shouldn't have been. It was a travel trailer, so it was assessed at the wrong value.
Okay.
Move on to one of them. I'm not sure on the other one, but I think think it was the same thing, just the assessed values were wrong. Yeah, on the one, the vehicle wasn't changed, so they're good.
Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date, November 4th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. On our next list is our clerical error. We do have one in there that we have a request from the Taney County Collector that we deny it so it can go back and get fixed. The amount should be $19,990 instead of $1,990. That would be abatement number 214896.
Now, are we able to make that change, or is it?
Yes. Yes, I'll be able to change it.
No.
But it needs to be denied. So
we're not able to. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was just an error on our paperwork, if it was actually.
No.
Move to deny abatement number 214896.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
The remaining abatement numbers will label as Exhibit C with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated November 4th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
To handle some of those clerical errors, are people having to come to you, or are you able to go through and make some?
So as we find them, we are correcting them. And I talked to Kyle Ulrich that does our software system and asked him if he could just do a wholesale search, pull those out so we could just correct them all at once. And he said there was not a rhyme or reason to the way those were done. And so we have to
search and
fix them as we find.
As people are calling
in.
So not to flood your guys' office, if we know of some that have reached out to us,
yes.
how do you want us to...
You guys can email me or Davey and whatever information you have on them, and we can get them changed.
And we reach out to them also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I think Nick and Shane have reached out a couple of times prior on some of them. So you can email both of us, include both of us, and then I just print out a card and get it changed.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you.
That concludes our order of business down here this morning. I have 9:29. We'll be in recess at this time. We are agendized for the HCC roundtable upstairs at 9:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.